Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Today marks the 36th anniversary of one of the most controversial and politically damaging acts of any U.S. president, the pardon of Richard M. Nixon. Gerald Ford probably knew exactly how controversial his decision would be. A Newsweek poll conducted shortly before he took office reported that 58% of the American people opposed any special immunity for Nixon. Yet, without any warning, Ford announced an unconditional pardon for Nixon on Sunday morning, September 8th, hardly a month after Nixon's resignation.
Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
The pardon got the ex-president off the legal hook on a host of criminal activities he had ordered, led, and or covered up. The Watergate crimes alone ranged from burglary to campaign sabotage, espionage, and illegal fundraising. According to Seymour Hersh, while the pardon and the sweetness of the deal shocked most Americans, former President Nixon was not the least bit surprised. He had not only anticipated the move that would free him from possible prosecution, he had played a major hand in arranging it. The idea of a pardon originated with Nixon, not Ford. In the end, it was their lifelong friendship that drove Ford to pardon Nixon. Quote, I looked upon Nixon as my personal friend, and I always treasured our relationship, and I had no hesitancy about granting the pardon because I felt that we had this relationship and that I didn't want to see my real friend have the stigma of being a criminal. Unquote. That friendship destroyed Ford's credibility with the nation. After the pardon, practically overnight, Ford's level of popular approval dropped from 71% to 50%. He never recovered, losing his re-election bid to Jimmy Carter and never seeking public office again. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.